listen.
You was in such a good mood earlier.
I was in a real good mood.
What happened?
None of your goddamn business.
You need to stop being so mean.
You
Mama.
Need to kiss my ass. I ain't said nothing to you. Kiss my ass.
Yeah. What it do, man? This is Billy D. Braille, man, a.k.a. Mr. Talking, man. Slide through, man. Shout out to Frocast, man. The guy, Paul Strickland, man. What it do, man? Holler back, man. Talking TV, checking in, man. Shout out to the Frocast and the whole crew. Yeah, yeah. Keep talking your talk.
Yo, yo, yo. What up? All the way live from the 919. It's Fonte. Fonticolo. Giving a shout out to my people at MappyAfro.com.
Niggas corny as fuck, man. Don't post my motherfucking text messages, man, if something happened to me, man. Matter of fact, bitch, I hope I'm so motherfucking old when I die that y'all niggas ain't even around to post me. I hope motherfuckers forget to post me.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Tune into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, aka the People's Champion, aka the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you lazy, inconsistent, inconsiderate podcasters, keep the noise down while I take my robe off to show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We own them all. So whichever DSP you use, give us a good rating. Don't forget about our voicemail. We can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. We also got a Patreon. We can support all things Nappy Afro, get behind-the-scenes exclusive content, and get shouted on the show like our latest Patreons. We got LeKelvin, D, Paul, and Eddie. Shout out to all four of those guys. We appreciate y'all becoming Patreon. Hope y'all enjoy everything y'all got going over there. And you could be just like these four guys, get shouted out on the show by becoming a Patreon. And then option A, B, or C doesn't tickle your fancy. Option D is the easiest of them all. Just spread the word, add it to your story, tweet it, retweet it, all that, reblog it. You know, just let people know, like, yo, it's a dope show. Like, the Eclectic Podcast. He just did that. Shout out to the Eclectic Podcast. Real good guy. Real good podcast. You need to check him out. He does, you know, if you are our age, you would very enjoy his podcast because he deals with a lot of stuff from, you know, throwback things and heavy on the music topics. But check out the Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Real good dude. And thank you for showing us love, bro. And you're like, hey, look, we'll shout you out if you shout us out. It's just how it works. You know what I'm saying? So, all the parents out the way. Queen Germ, how was your week?
My week was all right. Just surviving. I'm just here.
That's it.
I'm just here, man.
You just here.
Just here. That's all I got.
Hey, well, hey, since you just here, let's go ahead and ask about my week. don't ask me about my week. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you anyway. We're gonna go ahead and jump into it. I know what y'all here for, the Coach Germ update. Well, this past Saturday, the Lafayette Tigers. It still sounds funny saying that. Mm-hmm. We traveled to play the Meridian. I think they were the Bulldogs, and it wasn't really a good game. It wasn't really a good game. We ran 5 plays in the first half, and we scored. We scored 3 touchdowns on 5 plays. And in the final score, I mean, we put almost a 50-piece on them this week, man. It was just...
I mean, it sounds good for y'all, not good for the other people.
I mean, I get it. I mean, but it wasn't a good game. And they ran some little archaic offense where they were just... It was so... Oh, my God. It was disgusting. Where they just kind of, like, moved the pile and... You know, getting 2 or 3 yards a clip, and it was just disgusting. But you can't go broke taking a profit, so I give them props on that. My boys were ready for a little more complex scheme, so them just being so basic kind of took us out of our zone because we were just like, man, what are they doing? And so, you know, we end up winning like 47-22 or something like that. So we kicked their fucking ass, and you know, got our first win of the year. You know, looking forward to this Saturday. We play the Walker Ford Cowboys. And so, you know, we're going to whoop up on them because they named the Cowboys. So,
I knew somebody, I mean, I knew you was going
to
want
to
say that.
Because, I mean, you know, I hate the Cowboys. They the Cowboys, so they're going to have to feel the pain. And, you know what I'm saying, tonight at practice, you know, my defense, you know, I stay on them. You know, I'm very high-disciplined coach when they ain't in the place. You know, after practice, make them run. And, you know, it's going to make them better in the long run, but because they really hated the day. I made them run, like, around the fence the whole field, and they was not happy about that. But I told them they got to be more consistent. I said, you can't be good on Monday, suck ass on Tuesday, and then come out on Wednesday. I said, no, we need you to play good Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then show up on Saturday. But, you know, but the offense we got is just that good. They can score. Their quarterback is amazing. He had at least 300 yards Saturday, 5 touchdowns. I mean, he was amazing. So
amazing that they had to get grown people to play against y'all.
Hey, that's what they got to do. You know, now, you know, they got the lady sent the email today, said if you do not have your birth certificates in by Friday, they will not be able to play on Saturday. So, you know, all of a sudden you got to see birth certificates now because we playing old niggas that only beat us by a point. And then, you know, a little funny story, one of the coaches was talking shit, you know, to my players. And so they live out there by his house. So they drove by his house and stuck the middle fingers up and said, fuck Levy, and put it on Instagram. And so the coach seen it. So he comes to try to tell, you know, my coach about it. And, you know, tell him, so, well, I just go tell the people at the school. What the fuck the school got to do with it?
Now y'all being petty.
Y'all being super petty. Look, take these. Y'all know the walls is closing in on y'all. Y'all know y'all ain't got shit. Y'all got all these big old ass niggas and you only beat us by a point. Y'all need to step the fucking game up. So, yo, it's getting real tense now. It's getting real tense. So, yeah, next week, you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving show, you know what I'm saying, hopefully we'll have another good update for y'all, but as far as this week, this one ain't nothing to talk about, man. We scored a lot of fucking points. We kicked they fucking ass. That's all y'all need to know. So, the Lafayette Tigers, 1-1, staring down at the Walker Ford Cowboys. I mean, we're in second place right now. So, you know.
These birth certificates don't turn up. Y'all might be in first.
Yeah, if the birth certificates ain't right, we'd be in first place. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to see. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all for the Coach Germ update. That's my week. Let's go ahead and get to this outline because it's late. And we got a lot to talk about. First topic on the docket. You know who Lenny Kravitz is?
Yeah.
All right. You know, Lenny Kravitz's baby mama, ex-wife is Lisa Bonet, right?
Uh-huh.
And they got kids, you know, a kid together. And but she's not with him anymore. Mm-hmm. She's with a guy named Jason Momoa, I think that's his name. He's an actor. He played Aquaman or some shit like that.
Yeah, it looks like he's like mixed or something.
Yeah, I think he's like one of the Pacific Islander type dudes. All right, so.
Kind of cute.
He said he was in debt after his character got killed off of Game of Thrones. He weren't really making no money. And he felt like Lenny Kravitz should have helped him out. So I want to know, should Lenny have helped him out? I mean, you with your new wife.
No, like, that's not my obligation. I don't help you take care of, I don't help take care of another nigga you with. Mm. That's not what we do. Is the child eating every day?
He said he was starving. He was completely in debt and starving. He said he couldn't get no work. He said it's very challenging when you have babies and in debt. You know, he married to Lisa Bonet. They got two kids together. And her his stepdaughter is Zoe Kravitz, who is Bonet's daughter with Lenny Kravitz. So people were saying that Lenny should have helped out. And I want to know, do you feel like Lenny should have helped out?
Ain't no way. I mean, like, I'm not going to give you no more than what I've been giving you if he was giving you whatever in child support.
Now, look, Zoe Kravitz is a grown-ass woman.
Okay, well,
so
then,
child support is out the window.
Okay, well, no.
But your ex-wife, so you telling me, let's say me and you weren't together no more, you got a new husband, and y'all fell on hard times, and you know I was doing well, and you can't, you be like, look, man, husband over here fucking up, you think you can help me out, float me a little bit?
No.
You wouldn't do that? You wouldn't reach out to me?
My pride wouldn't let me do that.
Why not?
That's lame as hell. I left you. What? Even if I didn't leave you for him, I left you and then got with him.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing better.
Mm.
So that means if I'm doing worse than what I was doing when I was with you, I can't come to you thinking you gonna help me get my life back on track.
But me and you still friends. We still
cool. It ain't
that
much of friends.
We still cool. Well,
clearly Lenny Kravitz didn't feel that way because if y'all having this conversation, the nigga didn't give him no money. And I don't blame him because I ain't finna give you no money. Your little punk ass husband got, I mean, for real. Like, who goes to their ex to get you to bail them out when you with somebody? Like, you're with somebody. Not like we broke up and I'm single and you single and I needed some help.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got somebody and I don't have nobody and I needed some help. You can't come to me and ask me for nothing. You might as well know that. When that bag, them bags go out of this house and we end up, you end up on the other side of town and your shit is all jacked up. Ain't nothing we can do over here. Ain't nothing I got for you.
Damn. So you telling me.
Not a thing.
So you telling me. If I fell into hard times, me and my new chick, and I was like, look.
Keyword, new chick.
I'm just saying, though. But me and you still friends. We always going to have love for each other.
New chick. I ain't never going to have enough love for you to get over the new chick.
But we still friends.
The new chick can't prosper off my dollars.
But I'm just, you looking out for me. Listen. I came to you. She don't even know about me coming to you asking you about this. I come to you humbly, like, listen, listen, you know what I'm saying? Fell in a little hard times, you know, hey, think you can float me a couple dollars to
like,
you.
What that mouth do?
I mean, look, I'm going to say, listen, come on now.
I'm about to hold you out real quick.
For
I'm
real?
Say, you want some of my money?
Wait, I'm going to pay you back.
Nigga.
If you hold me out, you ain't getting it back.
It don't even matter however I might feel that day, but you going to feel like you should have never came to me.
Why?
Nigga, please. That shit right there, you not with me no more. So the same energy you got to be with her every day, be with her in the dark, be with her in the street, be with her on hard times. Like, y'all can make it through this together.
What if you got a big old house like Lenny Kravitz?
That'll make
like
y'all closer together.
Let me come stay with y'all.
Nah, bro. You can't stay here.
Why not?
Me and my new man together over
That's
here.
That's fine. So we can stay over here. You just helping us out through hard times.
Uh-uh.
You don't think you wouldn't be down with that?
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
Why not?
I'm not finna have no bitch in my house. Like,
she just there, you know, I mean, hey.
Like I said,
You think we want to be here? I'm like, listen, we ain't had nowhere else to go. You my last resort. I'm like, look, man.
She'll wake up every other morning with me tapping her on top of her head with a frying pan.
Why?
I have a very
You got
bad...
a man now. So go chill with your man.
Uh-uh.
We just need somewhere to hold out, you know.
Listen.
Lay on the rug or something. We just need to catch a piece of the, you know what I'm saying? Nigga. Like, we're just trying to stay, be not on the outside. You can't be, you're that heartless.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Definitely.
I would let you and your new man come stay with me.
I won't.
I'd be like, look, baby. So you'd be homeless.
I would.
I'd be like, baby, I was like, baby, did I see you sleeping in a car or something?
Probably.
I'm like, why are you sleeping in the car? Why didn't you just come to ask me? I could have let you stay here. We got plenty of room over here.
Mm-mm. No.
I would have gave up. I was like, look, I would say, hey, when my new kids, y'all give y'all room.
Yeah.
You know, this y'all, you know, stepmom.
Nah, not even.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this y'all other mom. You know, let her slay y'all room.
I don't even like kids like that.
Dang, that's messed up. So you a heartless motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, once we done, we done.
Damn.
Like, there's no need for all of that. Like, especially... our kid's about to be grown now. So if this don't work out, then hey, ain't no
It's gonna work out.
Ain't shit. No do overs.
Ain't no, yeah, ain't no damn do over. So it's gonna work out.
You think so?
Yeah, because I'm not doing this again.
I mean, you done talk about having some new churn and all. So hell, you really into it? You really in it?
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm just saying, I can't have no more kids, but you moving on and having babies with bitches.
I mean, men can have babies, 100 babies a year. A woman can only have one.
They could, but the point is, if you had got yourself fixed, then you wouldn't be able to. I got fixed, and you didn't, you know what I'm saying?
That was your choice.
Exactly, and that was your choice. So that means you fuck another bitch and you have some kids with her and see what the fuck I do with them. I might hit your damn kid in the street.
Why you gonna do that? The kid ain't did nothing to you.
Hey,
he might be like, yo, everybody. Man, that lady right, she all right with me, man. Mm-hmm.
Until they under my stepmama, damn tire.
My me mama, or whatever they call you.
They won't call me anything. They won't call me anything. They won't
call you mama. They gonna call you mama.
They will call me nothing. They won't even know me. They will not even know me.
They'll know you because you're gonna be still coming around.
What are we coming for? Our children are grown.
But we still gonna hang out?
No.
We wouldn't be friends?
No.
Why we can't be friends?
No. We would not be friends.
We gotta be. We gotta be that married couple. Like, you know, they divorced, but they still cool with each other.
No. Mm-mm.
So you just gonna throw all our friendship out the window, too? Yeah.
Definitely. That's your friend now. That lady you laying up with every night. That's who your friend is. That's not me.
But you gotta understand. Not me. The friend, we still friends.
Okay. Not me.
Wow. That's wild, man.
It's not wild, cause I don't do well with any other people in the picture. So that's not even gonna make me feel comfortable. So it'll be best for both of y'all if I did not want to be around y'all. Cause if I act like I want to be around y'all, just know something is up. I'm trying to kill somebody, one of y'all.
Damn, that's messed up.
Just saying. Giving you the heads up.
Damn. Well, sorry, Mr. Momoa. I guess you can't go to Lenny. And I mean, Lenny probably the kind of dude, he probably would have helped out, though. He probably would have shot him some money. But
obviously, he didn't.
Get on your feet, man.
He didn't.
He should have, man. Cause
he should not have. I mean, he should not have. That's if you telling me that you ain't got no Hollywood friends who felt like you was honest enough and good enough for them to give you a loan, you sure can't go to your wife, ex-husband. That's just as bad as saying, like, one of my boyfriends, my previous boyfriends is a celebrity now.
Mm-hmm.
And not that we need it, but just, I mean, anything could happen. You know what I'm saying? Say somebody needs a surgery, somebody needs something, they call some money.
Mm-hmm.
I go and ask this nigga for some money, and he tell me, oh, you ain't even got to give it back. Here, you meant so much to me that, you know, anytime you ever need me, I'll be here for you.
And you say thank you.
That's not cool.
You say thank you.
That sound like you would be hoeing me out.
No, I'm not hoeing you out. As long as you ain't hoeing for it. I mean, if he tell you, hey, you know what I'm saying? You better not feel no way about it. Like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? Just you take that blessing. You pay for that surgery or whatever. Keep the bills. Float the bills until that I get back on the mend or whatever like that. Hey, I wouldn't see nothing wrong with that. If he's just a nice guy like that.
Yeah. And so, no, you can't take no hoes money. So, you might open door policy over here.
If he's giving you that money and is a down payment on some pussy, then you turn that down. Because you tell him, like, hey, I'm taking this $50,000, and you say I got to pay it back. I'm not paying you back, and you ain't getting no pussy. And he be like, oh, well, give my money back. You give him the fucking money back then if he don't want it. But if he's like, oh, come on, I wouldn't do nothing like that. You take that money, and you keep on fucking walking.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying, at the end of the day, don't matter who make the final basket, as long as the team win.
Is that what we doing?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's not the game I play.
Oh, man, I don't have no hoes that I could call up for money. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, because I told you, I burn all bridges.
So you say.
It's true. I burn all bridges. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
Because that's the easiest way. You ain't got to worry about doubling back. I ain't got to worry about them ever coming back in my life. Like, hey, how you doing? Because they're like, man, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just my way. My operatus mundi. What did it say? Say it. You're a scientist.
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
Speaking of people that don't know what we're trying to say, Serena introduced her husband to the washcloth. He said at first he didn't used to use the washcloth. He just used a bar of soap. And then Serena told him, you know, Serena Williams is married to a white man. And he told her, like, hey, you need to start using a washcloth. So, What is your thoughts on that?
He didn't need to be introduced to it. If he like washing with the soap, he can wash with the soap. They don't wash with the same bar soap. So if he that? The only person who
washes. Serena look like she use that man soap.
Shut up.
she ain't no Dove. She ain't no Dove for women. Nah, she might have the Irish Spring. She getting that hard shit.
Yeah, see, I can't do that.
She a sweating ass motherfucker, so she.
And that's what you get, too, talking bad about it.
She ain't washing with no Caress or nothing like that. She using.
She might have her. She got a that, bar, she got
that
brick.
That man shea brick.
Butter, soap. That nigga right.
She got some old spice. Saying,
she ain't, I mean. I can't. And, I mean, she might. She might. She might not. Wash with the same soap that he washed with. But if they do, then that's the part of the problem. Because we shouldn't even have, I mean, like, I can see if you wash with the same soap that I might use on your face. But as a nigga, I'm talking about, like, if it's some liquid soap or whatever, like, you got
I'm talking about the bar. Like, everybody in the house, like, use the same.
Everybody in the house can't bar, use the same
it's
bar.
One bathroom in the house.
No.
It's one bar soap in there, and everybody mm-hmm. using the same bar mm-hmm. soap mm-hmm. between they rubbing. I mean, I know families like this.
Yeah, no.
I don't understand this shit. I mean, listen.
No.
Don't know black people do this shit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, some of our Caucasian listeners, they wash with fucking just a bar of soap. No washcloth, no nothing. Straight bar on their body.
But what's wrong with that if you the only person using it, though?
But you're not. If you live by yourself and you do it, cool. I guess you're still clean, but I don't know how
you
much
are you are still clean. Like, what's the difference?
It's just because you're not getting, like, the washcloth got. Yeah, it's not rubbing, it's not exfoliating your skin.
Uh-huh.
Like, your hand is not exfoliating your body like a washcloth or, you know, they even got them little, I want to try one of them little silicone things, man. I
want
to try one of those.
You want to?
Yeah, they look pretty cool, man. You know what I'm saying? And they say it's real good for your skin and it gets you nice exfoliating and everything. You know, I tried the bar soap just straight on me and I was just like, I just didn't feel clean. I mean, I smelled fresher because I felt, I guess, because it was just straight soap on my body. But I didn't get that, you know, I didn't feel like I was rubbing my skin off.
I don't think
off.
That's good enough for you. I don't think that's have to be done every single day, though.
Oh, speaking of every single day, they said you're not supposed to wash every day.
I know, that's what the people say, but that's nasty. Now, some soap and hot water need to hit your body every 24 hours at the least. We are all too big and too busy these days that anybody should be sitting around on their body juices for a long period of time. I'm just not going to co-sign on that.
Listen, I was speaking of bathing. It says common showering and bathing mistakes. Number one is, let's see, bathing too often. They say showering every day may be a habit. But unless you're grimy or sweaty, you may not need to bathe more than a few times a week.
And that's nasty.
Washing removes healthy oil and bacteria from your skin, so bathing too often could cause dry, itchy skin and allow bad bacteria to enter through cracked skin. When you expose your body to normal dirt and bacteria, it actually helps strengthen your immune system. Plus, showering too often wastes water. See, look, this is why the fuck we got a corona right now.
Because they won't wash.
People, this is a fucking article on WebMD. A reputable site. Number two, using the wrong soap. Antibacterial soaps can kill too much bacteria, including the good kind. This can allow bad bacteria that's resistant to antibiotics to move in. Harsh soaps can dry out your skin, so stick with mild soaps with added oils, gentle cleansers, or shower gels with added moisturizers. If you have eczema or sensitive skin, like a lot of black people, scented soaps can irritate your skin. Use fragrance-free soaps instead. Number three, not washing your towel enough. You know, back in the day when I was a single guy, you know, you'll probably have the same towel, washcloth. You'll use a washcloth 2 or 3 days in a row. The same washcloth.
Nasty.
I didn't know no fucking better. Didn't know no better. And, you know, till I got with this woman right here, and she was like, no, get a new washcloth every time you take a shower. I was like, huh?
Please and thank you.
Because I was just like, why? Who keep taking my washcloth? You know, she was like.
Me.
Yeah, she was like, nah, just get another one. I got plenty.
I got lots.
Yeah, I got plenty of them.
At least.
They're like, damp towels are a breeding ground for bacteria, yeast, mold, and viruses. A dirty towel can cause toenail fungus, jock itch, athlete's foot, and warts. To avoid this, change or launder your towel at least once a week and make sure it dries between uses. Okay. Number four, not cleaning your loofah.
And that's why I think that you shouldn't even use those.
Those, I don't.
That's just not. What
I don't see.
Need.
Feel like it's washing me off. Like it's too soft. Like I need a. I'm a man. I need something a little harsh on the skin. Like yeah, I need to feel like I can feel my skin cells leaving my body when I'm washing. I need to red marks. No. Like you see when I put lotion, I'll be slapping myself. Pop pop. It sounds like I'm in there fighting. No, because it's just. Yeah, loofahs are great for scrubbing, but their nooks are the perfect hiding place for germs. You should clean your loofah weekly by soaking it in diluted bleach for 5 minutes and rinsing well. Man, fuck that. You ain't got to rinse shit.
You ain't got to do that. You don't need that. If you just use a washcloth, then you ain't got to worry about it.
Although it's convenient. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead, finish.
No, I'm just saying, because a washcloth, you use it, and then you put it... You know what I'm saying? Put it in the hamper till you wash your towels and linen and stuff. So that's why I'm like, using a loofah, you trying to get sick.
Yeah. They say you should replace a natural loofah at least every 3 to 4 weeks and a plastic one every 2 months. Number 5, blasting hot water. A long hot shower feels good, especially in the winter, but hot water removes your skin natural oils and can leave you dry and itchy. Protect your skin by sticking with the warm water and keeping your shower 5 to 10 minutes.
Hot water.
This is especially important if you have a skin condition like eczema or psoriasis. Man, washing your hair too often.
That's not a black people problem. Keep moving.
Unless you have oily scalp, you probably shouldn't. You don't need to wash your hair daily. Who the fuck wash their hair every day?
White people. Keep it moving. Oh, okay. I mean, like, niggas, it take too much to finish your hair to be talking about we washing it every day.
Number 7 is not installing a grab bar. What? Oh, I guess so you won't fall.
Oh, yeah.
Not cleaning your shower head. Your shower head is the ideal home for bacteria. so they say it also helps run hot water a minute before you get in the shower and drain as much water as possible from the shower head when you're done bathing. Okay. Not moisturizing right after. Now, I got a problem with that because I don't want no grown-ass man lotioning up his whole fucking body. Hit the lotion in the spots that only people going to see. All right? If you at home and you ain't got to put no lotion on your legs, fuck that shit. Niggas, do not be putting lotion on your legs if you at home. If you're going out, maybe. You really don't have to put lotion on your legs.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, because, I mean, if it's hot enough, your legs going to get that, you know what I'm saying, some moisture going to get on there anyway, the humidity. It depends on where you live at. If you live in a dry area, I guess you have to lotion up if you're black. But, yeah. Number 10, using soap where you shouldn't.
Where shouldn't you use
that's soap? That's what I was soap about to ask. Soap with like up your nose or some shit? Or in your mouth?
I don't know.
I mean, okay, so this says, not all areas of your body need soap in order to get clean. Limit soap to your armpits, groin, feet, hands, and face, and stick to warm water for the rest of your body. This will help keep your skin from getting too dry. Using soap on your vagina could irritate it and upset the balance of natural bacteria, which can lead to bacterial vaginosis. So, this article is telling y'all women just to hit y'all coochie with hot water. That's what the fuck going on around
here.
You know
what I mean? These nasty hoes, these people are just nasty.
That shit
because
crazy.
They didn't read that shit. They just nasty, a cheap one. What the problem is, you're buying that dollar store soap, and you're halfway washing. But anybody...
It's also cheap now, ain't it?
No. Dollar store soap, you can get a couple of balls for a dollar. That ain't no good stuff.
Oh, you're talking about like that Suave and shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some shit that's probably more water in damn
sulfates. They say that
shit.
Dove expensive. Dove like $7-$8 a bottle. The big bottle of Dove.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I mean, your daughter like that.
Okay. How about a bootleg dog, the Equate dog?
No, we don't.
Why not? It's the same thing?
Not necessarily.
Okay. So
you gotta read the ingredients.
I don't understand why this is saying do not put soap on your vagina. You better wash your motherfucker. Don't put it up in there, but you got to at least wash the surface with some hot water. I mean, some soap.
They don't know no better. Because when your stuff got miles on it, and you done did something, what the hell you think you gonna rinse some water off and you got, you know what I'm saying? You got all kind of fluids going on down there. You need some soap and water.
This WebMD people, just want y'all to know.
And they don't know no better. They trying to kill you. That's what that sound like.
They was like keeping your cuts covered up in the shower. No, don't do that. Take it off. Wash it.
Let that stuff clean out.
Not running the bathroom fan. When you take a shower, there's all humidity. So running the fan gets that humidity out the house. They say it's welcoming to mold and all other kind of bacteria when you steam you up the shower and you ain't running that fan.
And just put one of them things in your thing to get the moisture out the air.
Yeah.
That damp red.
And not cleaning your shower curtain. That's number 13.
Yeah, I like the fabric ones. You can wash them all the time.
Yeah. Or, man, them shits cheap as fuck. Throw them shits away. Trash, yeah. Buy another another one. How about that? Them shits is cheap.
I mean, the fabric ones. It's plastic. A decorative, that ain't no plastic. Yeah. But you can throw that in the washing machine all the time. Wash that thing every week.
So, yeah, man. So, that's some showering do's and don'ts. I don't know if I trust them because
I don't at all.
They had some bad info out there. Real
couple
bad
of them I could agree with. Yeah. But most of them I can't.
Not washing your vagina, like, that's crazy. Don't put no soap on your vagina, just hit it with hot water. Like, man, what? Don't wash every day. Like, what? Like, what? Yeah.
Come on. Unless you're sweaty and grimy.
Unless you're sweaty and
Everybody's grimy. Everybody's sweaty and grimy.
Nah, it's I could see if I was just, you know, I took a shower on Friday night, and I'm sitting around watching college football on Saturday, and I ain't left the house, and... Yeah, I might not take.
I mean, you can do a lot of stuff.
I might not take a shower.
The house, but if you ever plan to walk out your door, you need to wash your ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
And like I always say, your personal hygiene is not personal; it's what you do for others. Mm. So you can't walk around people and be stink as hell and think that that's gonna be all right.
But you know, if some people be stink for a long time, they don't smell it no more.
Yeah, they don't smell it. I mean, that's just like homeless people. I'm sure they probably got the best immune system ever. If they really homeless,
they got all kind of good bacteria on
there. It's growing.
They a fucking petri dish.
Exactly. So they can fight anything. They got superpowers now. Shit.
We're not joining on the homeless. We're just saying that we're pretty
sure... They have some great qualities.
We should probably say their immune system is a little bit better than ours, okay?
Most people.
Somebody that washes every day, what I'm saying?
Yeah, in comparison. Yeah. So.
This man got piss and shit on him, but he can live through anything. He can sleep outside.
They'll be here throughout the coronavirus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, got a question for you, Queen Germ. Do you love your daughter?
More than anything.
Okay, so... You love her this much? This lady right here, she is a 50-year-old woman. She gives birth to her granddaughter. So, story goes a little something like this. This 50-year-old woman served as the gestational carrier for her daughter and son-in-law, gave birth to the granddaughter. That didn't make no sense.
It does make sense. She was their incubator.
No, I'm some of the way they got it lined up for her daughter and son-in-law gave birth. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, because she has the daughter's egg and the son's sperm. And
so would you just let the son-in-law hit?
No. I mean, that's not what they had to do this.
Oh, okay. So
it's like a test tube baby. She's the incubator. They put
in her.
Yes, because the daughter's womb could not carry the baby.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Probably had too much going
Stop
on.
Stop it. Oh, okay.
Doing college time, something.
Let's say the first child for Lockwood and her husband. It's a little girl. Her name is what's her name? Baby name is Briar Juliet Lockwood. Oh, well, that's a white name, Briar. You name a little girl Briar.
But she came out your grandmama, but okay, whatever.
So she was 10 days before due date. She had to undergo an emergency C-section. So not only did you hold the baby, but you had to give a C-section, but you probably knew that going in.
Yeah, probably. I don't think I'm going to be willing to do that, but...
Oh, that was her first C-section.
I mean, so she had two
kids.
She was.
Yeah, she had two kids in normal pregnancy. Of course, yeah, they ain't even do C-sections back in the day unless it was an emergency.
Yeah.
Now they just go ahead and do them.
Yeah, some people just like being cut.
Well, I mean, doctors, they get paid more for the C-section than they do a natural delivery. I think they get $10,000 or more for the C-section, but a natural delivery is less. So that's why doctors be pushing the C-section on these ladies these days.
Yeah, thank God I didn't have to.
It's all they had. Like, they love to cut. So, question. So the daughter's 29 years old. She can't have babies. She said they've been trying to have a baby immediately after they wed in 2016. After 1 year of trying naturally without success, she begins seeing a fertility specialist. Nearly 2 years later, after multiple rounds of in vitro fertilization, multiple surgeries, and several miscarriages, including a pregnancy with twins, her fertility doctor told her that she would need to start considering surrogacy because her uterus was unable to withstand a pregnancy. Jesus Christ. All that to have a baby.
And your mama got to be the one to carry it.
You went through all of that. Multiple surgeries.
And
several,
you better take care of the child.
Several miscarriages sound like more than a few. Several? That's like five or more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like a sign to me, but go ahead.
So, I'm pretty sure infertility is something that really bothers women. Like, because if I was a man and I couldn't, and I was shooting blanks, I would probably feel like, and I see my homeboys, they just, oh, man, got a kid on the way. And I'm sitting there like, damn, man, You know, because when you in a couple and y'all trying to have a baby, somebody got to take the blame for it. You know what I'm saying? So somebody got to take the blame. It's either me or you. Yeah. What's going on?
I mean, worst case scenario is both of y'all. Then y'all really up shit creek.
Oh, hell yeah. She say, looking for a gestational carrier can cost more than $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So first of all, would you be a gestational carrier for somebody right now for $100,000, for $150,000?
Yeah.
You couldn't do it.
Yes, I could.
You couldn't do it. Could do it, but when you had that baby.
I'm going to want the baby.
Yeah.
I'm not going to want the baby.
Shit.
I'm not going to want the baby.
Shit. I would say, look, y'all better get her. Y'all better get this thing notarized. Get a lawyer here. Get her on tape. I said, because you better knock her ass out when y'all take this baby out. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have to do a C-section. Because if she pushes this baby out, you're not going to get this baby back. And I done spent your fucking money. And this shit is going to be a problem.
Oh, really? Really? You done spent that money? Not if I'm the one having the people baby.
So, Boozy come to you and say, Mom, I need you to do this to me. You're 51 years old. You doing it for her? Why not? You just said you would do it for somebody else for some money. You wouldn't do it for the daughter that you love.
She don't need no baby that bad.
She's coming to you, hypothetically. Mom, I need this baby. Me and our husband been trying to have a baby, and it's just not. They told me, hey, could you do this for me? It's a lot cheaper than going to get somebody else. And plus, you know, I can keep the bloodline tight. And, you know, I know you come from good stock, mama, and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Half of your genes, but yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, she come from good stock. You know what I'm saying? So, you're doubling down.
Right.
You know you're going to take care of yourself. She don't know what this other woman going to do that, you know what I'm saying, she paying. You don't know what the fuck they doing with your kid. Like, that'd worry me. If somebody else is carrying my baby, I'm like, what is this hoe doing? Like, I need you not doing nothing. Like, I don't know, you know.
I got things to do, man.
Yeah, so you're not doing this for your daughter.
That ain't something I want to do. It's a little too complicated. Nah, they can get my kidneys, all that kind of stuff. But I don't know about being a surrogate because, like you said, I know something growing inside of you. It's a little difficult. Because you can have that game plan. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give them the baby. I'm just here for...
It's your daughter, though. You got to get a baby. You can still see
it. I mean, yeah, I guess I could.
Yeah, it's your grandbaby.
Yeah, possibly.
Would it feel funny giving birth to your grandbaby?
That would feel extremely weird. Like, oh, my God, I was there when you were born. No, I wasn't just there when you were born. I'm the reason why you were born. Mm. Like, that's a lot.
That's the ultimate grandma, though. The ultimate grandma. Like, you the ultimate grandma. Not only... did I take care of your motherfucking ass? I got them.
I had you.
Yes.
How's that? So, like, I'm your mama and your grandmama.
No, you're not. Because it's mama's egg and daddy's sperm.
I know.
So, it's not your mama.
I know how it works. But yeah, the fact that you came out of me, that's birthing.
I birthed you, but you're not my kid.
Yeah.
That's
strange.
Yeah. Like,
that's not
technically
natural.
You're not mine, but I had you.
Yeah. That's just sound a little too much.
Wow.
Explain.
So shout out to the 51-year-old, man.
Not really shout out, but okay.
Why is not a shout out? She's the mom.
She's the grandma. We just went through
that. Oh, yeah. She is the grandma. Yeah. So, yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Wow. But, you know, that's another white mom. She did it without no questions asked. She was like, yeah, sure. 51 years, no way I want to walk around here pregnant at 51. They probably
I wouldn't care.
Tore her ass up. She probably was like, oh, my God. 3 months in, why did I do this again? Like, I haven't had a baby in 30 years. Because she said...
Obviously not.
Yeah,
the girl was 29.
Yeah, so 30 years.
I said, obviously.
Yeah. That's nuts. So, yeah, shout out to them, man. Well, it's debate time, Queen Germ. We got two back-to-back questions for the nation.
Not two.
This first question is, a man is dealing with two women. One he lies to, and the other he is completely honest with. Which women does he love?
Which one of the women does he love?
Yeah, he lies to one.
He loves the one he lied to.
Okay, why you say that?
Because he concerned about her feelings. The one he telling the truth to, like, oh, yeah, you know, I got so-and-so-and-so on the other side of town, or I got a baby from her, and I mess with her sometimes to keep her from getting the child support on me,
but
blah, 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 blah.
But wouldn't you feel a little better about that he's truthful? Like, look, I ain't going to come over here. You know, wouldn't you feel better?
No, the one he really loved, he protecting her from the truth, because the truth might not be able to keep her in the box.
But the one that the truth though, but you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's double sided. It can
be, but at the same time, I feel like if I gotta choose which one you more so care about, that you more so love, you love the people who you lie to. Like the people I don't give a fuck about, I ain't finna lie to you and tell you shit. Like, what I gotta lie to you for? I don't have nothing to prove to you.
Oh man. Like, what if you just lie to everybody?
Because you a liar. Yeah. But that ain't got nothing to do with what the hell you got going on.
I mean,
that's just what that is. You're a liar.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I can see it both ways.
I can see it both ways too, but I don't feel like you love somebody when you tell them the truth like that.
But see, I feel like I know you're being truthful. You're going to give it to me raw, you know, no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, well, damn, at least he told me, like, look, the honesty part.
But you value the truth too much.
But the truth, but you know what I'm saying? You know, you feel like you're naive if you're not getting the truth.
Exactly, but ignorance.
Like, I know where we stand. Like, if I'm dealing with a girl and she telling me the truth, like, look, my nigga gonna be in here, so I can't deal with you, something, or don't be, you know, I'd be like, okay, bet. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. Like, I think I can respect that.
You would like to think.
Yeah.
You would like to think, but that truth gonna haunt you, because you're gonna be like, I wanna eat her out. Oh, but I know, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna be none of that.
I'm just saying, you might want to. Shit, you might get into it and be good with it. Oh, well. And then you be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna see what this be about. Oh, but yeah, still, she fucking this other nigga. So you conflicted.
Yeah.
Do I do this? Do never. I not?
Just, she never gonna get ate out if you got another nigga.
I'm just saying.
Because, hey, you never know when that other nigga went up in there. No. Not gonna happen.
If you live by a code, you won't have them problems.
Yeah.
But I just say, you know, You more apt to lie to the person that you're concerned about than telling them the truth. Because you could tell somebody something, you know, oh, where you been at? Oh, you know, I've been to my baby mama house. Oh, what, you know what I'm saying? My child's birthday was this weekend. Mm. I went by there, took him a gift, and, you know, everybody was, you know, vibing. We was feeling like old times, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I smashed. You don't want to hear that.
But if you know,
you don't want to hear that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, you don't really care about my feelings if you're going to sit there and tell me the shit to my face.
So which one you rather be with, the liar or the truth teller?
I want to be with the person who's concerned about my feelings. So if you got to lie to me to make me feel good, hey, lie to me.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, shit. Okay, well.
So what's your other question?
Oh, the other question is a legit question from the nation.
Mm, is it?
Yeah. This question from the nation says, what's up, Queen and King Germ? It's King and Queen Germ, okay?
They said it right.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And I think they did that shit on purpose.
In that order.
I think they did that shit on purpose, because why would you say Queen and King Germ? It's King and Queen Germ. Like, it's not like you, Queen Germ. You wouldn't be Queen Germ if I wasn't King Germ. See what I'm saying? Like, okay, you are Queen Germ by an extension. I'm already having problems with this question from the nation, so excuse me.
But the nation may be all right now. They have added some legitimacy to their status.
It goes, I have a dirty girlfriend, but not the way you think. Her apartment is disgusting. I have dated this girl for 4 months, and I am trying to find a way to tell her how to fix it. She leaves leftover food from restaurants on her coffee table and in her bedroom for days. Dirty clothes in the living room, bathroom, and kitchen for days. Dirty dishes in the sink for weeks. All the surfaces in her place are sticky. I don't mind clutter, but this is too much. She can't even put this on a roommate because she lives by herself. I like this girl, and she's pretty, so I don't want to mess this up. But how can I tell her to clean up her act and not have her going off? Did I mention she also has an attitude problem and is quick to go off? Do I just need to keep all the hangout time in my place? Help, clean boyfriend with a dirty girlfriend. Queen Germ, I'm going to let you go first.
First of all, she ain't that pretty. If our house that nasty.
I'm telling you.
I'm just going to say that.
Stats drop real quick.
Because I done seen some people come out of some filthy places, and they do clean up pretty good in, you know, considering the situation. But the way I'm going to look at you, you're not going to be that cute after I see you living in this here every day, day in and day out. People don't change. So if you see a nigga is that filthy, you might as well go ahead and cut your losses now, because if y'all did get serious and you did want to be with her, she can move into, y'all can get married today, she can move into your clean house and dirty that shit up. Yeah. So I wouldn't fool with it, because it's too much. You gotta retrain a grown person. Like, I ain't got time for that. If you think it's okay for you to pull your clothes off and leave them in piles all over the house, your surfaces are sticky. What the hell are you doing? Like, you ain't even putting the food in your mouth. If the surfaces are sticky.
What the fuck? You done spilled juice on the counter.
You ain't clean. Like, on the floor and all that.
Like, I think you got roaches in this house. Roaches and rats.
You must have roaches.
You got at least got roaches. You got roaches. You got at least have roaches. Because there's no way you can live in a house.
The like, small kind.
I hope this person doesn't live in New York City. If you live in New York City and you living like this, shit is fucked up. But it depends on what part of the country you live in. If you live down south, you definitely got roaches if your house is that fucking nasty. And it has to be a smell in there. Because if you got food for days, dishes for weeks, clothes everywhere, dirty drawers, like...
That was where I was going.
I mean, just...
Like, mm-mm.
I mean, mm-mm. The first time, I would help her clean up. I ain't gonna
lie.
I would help her clean up the first time. Mm-mm. And then I would see how long it took for it to get back to where it was. Mm-mm. And then I'd be like, you know what? Ain't no changing this girl. Like, because I would help her clean up the first time. I'd be like, come on, girl, let's clean up the house. You know what I'm saying? Get up on Saturday morning, turn some music on. You know what I'm saying? Let's, you know, play around playfully and clean this motherfucker up. Teach her how to goddamn clean. Because her mama must have been a clubber and wasn't around in her life and show her how to fucking clean up. Oh, I'm blaming it on the mama because I know her daddy wasn't around. Because ain't no daddy would have sat around let their woman... girl, a daughter be that sorry.
You don't think so?
Yeah, so she was raised by a single mother. But her single mother didn't teach her how to fucking clean.
She had cleaned up so much at her mama house that where she might have ran her mama house.
No.
And then when she got to her house, it was a rebellious thing.
No way.
And
no way you would do that.
Cleaning up.
No way you would do that.
I ain't cleaning up nothing.
Nope.
And so she just decided to live like a pig.
Nah, that ain't gonna work. Cause nah. Mm-mm.
You don't think so?
No, that ain't gonna work. This is somebody that was sorry, who didn't learn how to do anything, that somebody did everything for them, and now they living on their own, they getting by off their looks. Just like this nigga want to stick around just because she looked good. He ain't say nothing. She nasty as fuck. He ain't say she had a good job, something, she smart, none of that, none of that. All she is cute, and he don't want to lose her.
Yeah, he don't want to lose her.
She got an
attitude problem.
Attitude problem, and she nasty. House. She got nasty ass house and a nasty ass attitude. So I know her pussy dirty. It gotta be. If your house is dirty, I don't care how good it is. It's nasty.
Might be good though.
Yeah, it probably is. Good and nasty. Good and stink.
That might be the only thing she washing.
Jesus Christ. Well, good luck to you, clean boyfriend, dirty girlfriend.
I say hit the heels.
Run for it while you can, because you mess around and get her pregnant, you're going to have a dirty-ass baby mama.
Yeah, and a dirty-ass kid.
And your kid going to be nasty as shit, so look at this.
Going to be peeling all clothes at the door, throwing them off to the side. Everybody's shit going to be all over the house.
So, yeah, good luck. Good luck. Thank you for writing in. Next time you write in, it's King and Queen Germ, okay? Don't disrespect me like that again, motherfucker. That's why your girlfriend nasty as fuck, nigga. Fuck you.
Really?
Yeah. Don't disrespect me like that. And I'm reading your fucking letter. No.
It's trying to be...
You don't never say that. You say Mr. and Mrs. whatever.
Yeah, that's because it's supposedly a man's world, but it's not. They trying to show some equality.
That's why your girlfriend nasty, nigga. Eat some of them leftovers she got on the counter, nigga. Go wash them fucking dishes at your nasty-ass girlfriend house.
See?
Just throw all them dishes away. Just throw them motherfuckers away. Just go get some new ones.
At this point.
If they've been sitting there for weeks... I don't want to, fuck that. She ain't got no dishwasher? Like, every house got a dishwasher now.
She gonna need to soak that for real.
Yeah, just throw them fucking, these probably never plastic cups anyway. Cups from goddamn, the large cups you get, them hard plastic ones. So, I don't know. I'm gonna stop shitting on your person, man, so.
Yeah, let's not.
If you have a question for the nation, send it in, man. Send it to us any way you can by Twitter. You know, it's at KingGerm1 or Nappy Afro. Either one, I see it. On Instagram, it's at Frocast. You know, hit us up. You got a question for the nation, we'll get it. Play it on the show. Or you can email us if you want the anonymous. Hit us at nappyafromail@gmail.com or nappyafro@gmail.com. We'll get it either way. We got them all. TV talk time. Really not much to talk about. We only been watching Wentworth, and so we can't really tell you about that because it's in like season 7, 8, somewhere around there. But we just started watching it. You know, it's the same old thing with Wentworth. You know, they just change characters and situations and stuff like that. But I did get a chance to watch on Netflix Trial 4. It's a story about Sean Ellis, guy up in Boston. He was accused and arrested for the murder of a cop. They had all this evidence.
Air quote
evidence. Witnesses and everything on get him. They convicted him after, like, he had two, when you can't come to agreement, mistrials. Yeah, he had two mistrials. They tried him three times, and I think on the fourth one, they got him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so they sentenced him to, he did like 22 years.
Too many years.
He did almost 23 years, and then he finally got another court case about the cops that was in on the lead detectives on his case. They found out they were dirty and all kinds of shit, so he was granted bail. And then, once he was granted bail, you know, he motioned for a new trial, you know what I'm saying? So he was fighting for a new trial, and it took him like almost 8 to 10 years just to get the information they was trying to get for the new trial. And when it finally came to the time, they said they thought he was still guilty, but they couldn't prove it.
And then they said that because of some dirty cops involved,
yeah,
they didn't want to
go to trial with it knowing they couldn't win.
Yeah.
But they still think he did it.
This is not
exoneration, is what they said.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure they still had that hanging over him, but legally he wasn't going to have to be in prison or whatever. But it had a lot more that the new DA actually sided on his side for the case, and they didn't want it to be like,
she kind of backtracked when they had it on TV and they asked her, will you look into it? And she was like,
now that it's already done,
but if it's something that, you know, I was just like, now you got, no, I see how they get you, boy. You talk all that good shit before you get elected.
And then, once you get what you want,
you didn't already got somebody in your motherfucking pocket.
But so, if they had left him in there or left him in the system, she would have had to rule it one way or the other.
Yeah.
And so she probably would have ruled in his favor. But then I think another reason why they didn't do it, because a lot of these people, when they have them wrongful convictions or whatever, they owe them people money.
Hell yeah.
So when you let him out, you trying to say you let him out, but you know he did it so that you could probably reduce the possibility.
Not exoneration. Yeah. So now you don't get no check.
You don't get no check.
You ain't exonerated, nigga. We just can't prove you did it. We think you did it.
And then you done stole 22 years of my life anyway, so hell, I don't pay for that shit. Yeah. If I did kill a motherfucker, I should be out by now anyhow.
Shit, not if you get life, nigga.
I mean, I guess if you kill a police, so.
Yeah, he killed a cop. Murdered.
But
shot him five times in the face.
It's...
And every time they show that picture of the cop, man, that shit look funny. He like, it look crazy as fuck. But if you got time, man, watch it. If you like those, it's an 8-part series on Netflix called Trial 4. If you like those little court drama, you know, wrongly accused or rightfully accused. You know, if you like them little court TV type shows where it's about a court case, man, check it out. It's pretty good. It's in the top 10 on Netflix, so that means that everybody's watching it. You know, it fits along with the times, what's going on right now. I mean, I knew Boston was Boston, but just to see Boston be Boston, it was another thing. Like, I never really wanted to visit Boston. That's one time. I mean, shout out to Gerard in Boston. Cool dude. You know what I'm saying? I'll come out there and kick it with him. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Boston, you know, just the stories of what we hear about Boston has made me, you know, they ain't high on my list. You know what I'm saying? Now, I do want to go to Maine to eat some fucking lobster rolls, man. Like, watching that shit on Food Network, just that little area, the New England area, I want to eat some lobster rolls. Like, woo, man. I'm like, yo, extra mayonnaise on mine, sir. Creamy it up. Pause.
Oh, my.
So that's all for TV Talk, man. We're going to try to look into some more shows that we can get into. We'll see what's shaking. You know what I'm saying? Since people about to have a whole lot of time on their hands coming up soon, since we about to go to another lockdown.
Y'all
better go stock up, people. Go now. Go now and get your shit.
And get the meats. Get all your meats.
Because we're about to be locked down.
Your cleaning again. Supplies, your alcohol and everything.
We're going to a real phase one, not that bullshit. Like, I think Sleepy Joe going to shut the whole country down. Like,
I think
listen,
so, too.
We're going to shut everything down. Nobody going to work. Nothing, mm-hmm. nothing. And that shit going to get crazy.
It ain't gonna get crazy for me. As long as the damn cable stay on and the internet keep working, I'm gonna be fine.
Damn. It's that time of the show. Bad. Black. Cinema. One day you're gonna join in on that with me. I know you are. You're gonna be feeling it. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC that we like to call it around here, is where me and Queen Germ act out situations suggested by you, the viewer, or me and my crazy mind. This week, before we go into the topic, I have to remind y'all that we are not trained actors. We don't have SAG cards. We didn't go to drama school. We're not even in a drama club. But, no, Juilliard is what I usually say. We didn't go to Juilliard. So, this week, the situation is an unsatisfied session. Queen Jern, would you like to be the satisfier or the unsatisfied person?
I guess I'll be the you could be unsatisfied with my services.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready? So. Action.
Well, I know you like that.
If you want to be honest about it, like, your teeth was hitting it. Like,
what?
Yeah, you was too much teeth. Like, you skimped me up. Like, when I got in the shower, like, that wasn't it. That wasn't it.
Boy, stop playing.
I'm telling you, I felt every tooth in your
mouth.
Oh,
my head game is good.
I don't know who told you. It wasn't good today, because this right here, I got in the shower, and it felt like somebody had scraped me. And so
should be glad somebody sucking your old stink ass dick anyway.
Oh, I don't. It wasn't stank a few minutes ago. You had your mouth all on it. It must have been
real
stank.
I was trying to muster through. Oh, that's probably why my damn teeth was catching it, because I couldn't hold my breath.
Well, look, I'm just letting you know. You need to work on that, ma'am. Don't try to blame it on me.
You need to work on you.
I watched before I came over here.
You need to work on you.
Well, I'm just telling you. You need to work on you, because all your teeth hit my meat, and this shit do not feel comfortable.
I mean, it ain't my fault you used to dealing with bitches that don't have no damn teeth.
Hey, well.
That ain't my problem.
Did you practice on a cucumber or something?
I don't need to practice.
You need to practice on a cucumber. If you skin up a cucumber, too much motherfucking teeth.
Okay.
All right, so I'm just telling you.
I ain't going to practice on nothing.
This will be the last time for you.
You
ain't practicing on me no more, I tell you
that
much.
That's fine.
Because this shit was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
Who told you your head was fire? Who told you that? Who lied to you? Who lied to you?
Plenty of people.
Nobody ever came back for seconds because you didn't scrape their ass. I'm telling the truth.
Like I said, you had me gagging. That's why I couldn't have
them. Yeah, no, you was gagging because I was touching that thing in the back of your throat.
No.
That's what it was.
It's called your tonsils.
Yeah, whatever that little thing is, that's what I was touching. That's why you was gagging.
You weren't touching nothing.
But you also
was
gagging.
That funk was taking me.
Nah, I funked my ass. I tell you what, you need to go practice, ma'am.
Oh, don't worry. You ain't got to never come back over here.
Oh, I'm not. Trust me. Trust and believe. This is the last time you ever have this in your mouth.
Appreciate it.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all.
Very bad.
Yes, that's the whole point of it. MJ did send in a topic, but his topic was, MJ, that disrespectful motherfucker. He said, what'd he say? Oh, Bad Black Cinema. He said, Bad Black Cinema can be a woman consoling her man for losing a game that he thought he should have won, but she didn't know it was a video game till halfway through consoling him. You know, like real life me. Talking about me as in King Germ. People, I'm going to go ahead, let the cat out the bag. We was playing our Madden 20 season, and, this was the last year because, 21 is out. And so, I made a declaration that it was Super Bowl or bust for me. I got to the conference, the divisional playoffs with me and the disrespectful motherfucker played each other, and he fucking beat me. It was like 51-35 or something like that.
I'll never console you, but that would be a hard part for me to play.
It might have been closer than that, but, he beat me, and, he ended up winning his fourth title. And, I'm giving him his, but we don't acknowledge his title because MJ, what he did was he kind of, stacked the deck. He, he makes trades with teams, gets the one pick, he got, 99s at, every position. Mm-hmm. Everybody on his team got stars, and they just, souped up. And so you're supposed to win. You got the fucking, the machine over there. He like, oh, I'm just a great GM, sir. But, he's supposed to win.
But you won't never get no sympathy.
I beat him with his souped up team 94-16. Yes.
A football game?
Yes, a football game. I beat him that bad, so yeah. This is the first time he beat me too. Disrespectful motherfucker, but hey, it is what it is. He won, but we don't acknowledge him. As a champion, nobody does.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a little jaded, sir.
Nobody's jaded. We just, you know, we don't acknowledge. He wins, and we don't say nothing. We just keep moving on along.
Okay.
But ask him what his record is in Madden 21, though.
Nobody's record should be nothing, right?
What you mean?
You said Madden 21. That just started.
It came out this season, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well.
Ask him what his record is.
What's your record, sir?
It's like one and something. He only won one. No, I think he won two games. He might have won two.
Okay.
He ain't winning no title in this one. Oh, okay. Oh, because you know why? He can't do what he did in 20. He can't, because we ain't the GMs, we just the players. So you ain't got to worry about no front office moves unless you your man get traded. And then you're out the, you know, you're going to wherever your man go. So, but oh, if you want to get in on Dr. Brace and Mad Lee, get with us. Let us know. We can get you in there. If you got Mad 20 on the Xbox, real nigga shit, not that fake ass PlayStation shit. And we ain't going next gen, so fuck y'all niggas. Oh, I already moved on to the new. Well, fuck y'all then. This is for only niggas with Xbox Ones, not Xbox Series, whatever they call it. I don't know. Shout out to all y'all niggas that got them. I'll probably be getting mine next year sometime. You know, because ain't nothing wrong with my Xbox. My Xbox still running.
Yes.
It's still that's still good. Shoot. It's time, song of the week time. Queen Germ, do you have a song of the week?
I do have a song of the week.
What is your song of the week?
My Queen? Song of the week is You Got It by Vito. And I would like to also put on that this song hit a whole lot different when you're mad.
What's the name of the song?
You Got It.
By who?
By Vito.
Vito?
Yeah, that's not how you pronounce his name.
How you spell it?
V-E-D-O.
Oh, I don't know the name. I thought you were trying to say Vado. Okay, so.
No.
You Got It by Vito. Okay, yeah. My song of the week is by Fonte, and it's called The Good Fight. You know what I'm saying? All y'all married niggas out there can relate to this song. So check it out.
Can you relate?
Yes, I can relate.
Interesting.
Yes, so The Good Fight by Fonte and You Got It by Vito is our song of the week. We're going to take a music break. Frocast episode 431. We'll be right back.
Up early with the sun and the stars. 6 a.m. ring the alarm. Weatherman say it's 90 today, but it's going to feel like 100 tomorrow. So throw some fresh water under the arms. Bullshit soon as I come in the job. Boss hit me with the news like a box cutter under the jaw. Said they just had a meeting at about 300. Oh, y'all are getting fired because we've been defunded. Can't say I didn't even see it coming. I always knew that one day they'd find a way to throw me to the wolves. And once they came into my room on that Friday afternoon, I was thinking, why y'all faggot ass niggas couldn't find me on Monday? I know it's not saying, but yo, I'm just saying. Everybody prays for the day they see the light, but the light at the end of the tunnel is a train. $5 gas and poverty rates are rising much higher than your hourly rate. So if you're thinking about quitting, you should probably wait, because everybody gotta do a fucking job that they hate. Go and live out your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, Tay, and don't ever sell out. But how the fuck you sell out when ain't nobody selling? Tired of playing with y'all. I wanna fight the good fight, but it ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard, trying to get it at whatever the cost, wherever you're at or whoever you are. That's me. It's like chasing a high. You just wanna get a hit, just wanna get a taste, just wanna benefit. Every day you wake up, there's the legitimate struggle between doing what's right or just doing some nigga shit. Baby bro wrote me, say it feel like he lost me. I'm like, dude, I'm trying, back the fuck up off me. My single friends say, tell your family's beautiful. I'm like, if y'all niggas only knew what it cost me. This shit don't come with no blueprints. And with every change, it seems more like a game you can never win. I tell my peoples I ain't rich, but this harvest is the farthest from broken nigga ever been. Go for your dreams, that's what they telling. Fam in my ear all day and they yelling. Keep it real, saying don't ever sell out. But what the fuck is selling out if ain't nobody selling? Shit. Tired of playing with y'all. I'm trying to fight the good fight, but they ain't paying me, dog. NC, VA, to my man still hustling hard. Where you at or whoever you are. Corn star pennies out of the jar all day, nigga. Y'all remember that shit, no?
Good morning, baby. Good morning, baby. Hi, baby. Oh, no. It's Vito, baby. Yeah. I can't lie. I can tell you're jaded, baby. Wipe your eyes. Don't let him see that he got the best of you. Girl, I'll take the rest of you. Look. I got a question for you. Is it worth it? Real love, do you think you deserve it? Cut him off, go and find your purpose and get you a nigga that's solid. Personally, I'll do more than support your dreams, baby. Get you a me. It's time to boss up. Fix your credit, girl, get at it. Get your bag up. Hit that gym and get back fine. Go get that degree, go girl, focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Fuck that nigga, hey. Oh yeah, it's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it, you got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. I want you to know that, girl, you got. I don't even gotta say, ayy. I know you gon' win, shawty. You just gotta play, ayy. Girl, I'm gon' let you know you got it. Every chance that I get, don't you doubt it. No, I'm not perfect, but I promise I'm worth it. Girl, you know you deserve it. Stop playing. It's time to boss up. Fix your credit, girl. Get at it. Get your bag up. That gym and get back fine. Go get that degree. Go, girl. Focus on me. Unlock potential that you didn't know you had in you. Fuck that nigga. Hey. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's time to mix it up and get your glow, girl. I know that you gon' get it. You got so much. Don't let nobody tell you that it's over. Girl, it ain't. I want you to know that, girl. You got it. You got it. Oh, yeah.
All right, man, I hope y'all enjoyed the music. HBCU confessional time. HBCU confession is when I go to the HBCU confessional on Twitter. God damn, why can't I say that every week?
I don't know.
I go there. I pick a confession out. I bring it back to Queen Germ. I read it to her, and she tells me if it sucks or not. So this one right here goes a little something like this. She's saying, I stalk my boyfriend on social media whenever he's not with me. I even made a fake account just to watch all his homeboy stories whenever he goes to hang with his boys, just to make sure there's no females with them. Anonymous. Crazy or not?
Crazy. Like, if you got to be, you know what I'm saying, you got to have somebody under surveillance, then that means that you don't need to be with them. That's a whole nother job. Like, I'm not doing all of that. I mean, and I get it because when I was younger, I did subscribe to that lifestyle.
What like, lifestyle are you talking about, Queen Jane?
Being nosy, getting in people's stuff.
Oh, I thought you meant like making fake accounts or something to stalk people.
We didn't have accounts back in the early
times. Oh, we didn't? Oh, you didn't make a fake account that time? On MySpace? You don't remember that? Yes, y'all. Queen Germ made a fake account on MySpace. And I was just like, because the way she messaged me one time, told me, oh, what's up? And I was just like, and then you kept asking me, but what the questions you was asking me made me know it was you. I was just like, oh, so you ain't got no girls in Greensboro? I was like, I never said I was from Greensboro. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then when you said that, I was like,
You sure that wasn't one of your other
girls? Oh, no, because I asked you, was it you? Because I was like, nah, because then I was like, I noticed her. You had made a page on MySpace and tried to, like, DM me to see if I was going to take the bait. And I was just like, nah. Then I knew it was you.
So you would have took the bait if you didn't know it was me. No, so I should have had one of my friends just text you.
No. It don't work like that.
I'm just saying, you know.
So, as far as this girl go, give her some advice.
I mean, let it go. Like, just know your worth. Just know your worth.
Thank you.
Don't worry about a nigga trying to build you up, because niggas ain't going to never build you up. They're going to tear you down. So, you just got to come ready for it. Just know what you worth. If a nigga got to give you all them kind of games, got you around here working, jumping out of bushes and shit, trying to figure out where he at, it ain't worth it, child. Yeah. Find you somebody else.
Thank you. Because if you got to do all that stalking, and you shouldn't want to do all this stalking. Like, I mean, that only makes you more antsy and upset and agitated and got your, you know, all that, like, anxiety, all that. No. If I got to worry about you like that, I don't need to be with you. Mm-mm. Like, if I can't trust that you going up the street and you say you going where you going, hey, fuck it. That's where you said you're going to Walmart, you going to Walmart. You and your homegirls going out, y'all going out. I'm not going to sit there and stalk y'all and hell no. Like, that shit.
But that's young people shit.
That's too much work.
But I don't care what nobody say, because niggas do that too. Niggas will do pop-ups. They'll try to make it sound cool because they with their homeboy or this, and this. Somebody want to ride by, make sure you say you where you at. Oh, I see her car over there. Oh, I see her and the people doing da-da-da-da. People do that all the time. They want to roll up by your job, different little shit like that. And some of the shit that's getting the people in trouble now, everything's so smart. The damn device is smart. Mm-hmm. You got these rings at your house, these home surveillance cameras and shit. You ain't home, but you could turn lights on and shit at the house and all this other bullshit. Child, please. Mm-hmm. People fucking around. Your damn man at the house, he supposed to be at work. His ass at the house. You check the ring. Just seeing how the thing work. This nigga, you know, playing cards at the house with his homeboys. luckily ain't no women was in the thing.
Yeah.
But hell, the nigga still ain't at work. Hey. He left out the house with a damn uniform on, double back to the house. You at work, just checking on the house. There's a motion in the house. Now you done got on the damn thing and done, the whole system done told on the people. So, just, you know, you just got to know what you want out of something. And them relationships, if it's requiring that you do too much work, like that kind of work, you got to be, you know what I'm saying, hanging from trees and jumping out of bushes. Leave them damn people alone.
Leave them alone, girl. And if y'all want to see more HBCU confessions, go to their Twitter. It's lit. I mean, some of them be outrageous. But, you know, these are America's future. This is the future leaders of America. You know what I'm saying? Well, they're HBCU schools.
They're the future stalkers of America.
It is Keep It 100 time, Queen Germ. Do you have a Keep It 100?
Yeah, I have a Keep It 100. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the midst of all these conversations about, having the first blackish vice president and all these different things, being more aware of our environment as far as, shopping black, buying black, whatever they say nowadays, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make a conscious effort to spend our money in our communities. Y'all got to realize, like, you can't tell me how to be black.
100.
Like, I'm black 365 days of the year. We all know the struggle if you black. If I choose to do some shit just because I'm black, you can't tell me whether I'm right or wrong in that. I ain't breaking no laws or nothing like that. Prime example. If you tell me that I ought to shop with this person simply because they are black, if their quality is not up to my standard, I do not owe them my business. Okay? So it doesn't make me less black or less of the supporting of black people because I have required that my people live up to my standard. So, you know, we can agree to disagree. We can try to bring each other up, but we have to realize that I don't owe you my money that I go and work hard for just because you are black. And that's my Keep It 100.
All right, Queen Jern, Keep 100. Well, I got to Keep 100, man. My Keep 100 is this, man. We got to stop glorifying the street life.
100.
I don't know why the street life is synonymous with the black community. If somebody's acting urban or street or something, that's considered acting black, acting tough. I mean, there's tough white guys, there's tough Jewish guys, there's tough Russians, tough, you know, all kinds of people. You know what I'm saying? Why is the street shit, why do we as black people love that shit and glorify it so fucking much is the problem. We listen to it in the music, and then when one of these street rappers get killed, we be like, oh, man. I mean, why are we surprised? Why are we surprised that a nigga that talked about killing and shooting and killing people all the time and all this shit, when he gets shot, it shouldn't be a surprise. When he gets shot at, it shouldn't be a surprise. That's the energy you're putting out there. That's the energy you're going to receive. You know what I'm saying? And no, I can't say it ain't right because that's the image you put out there.
Yeah, but it ain't right.
But, I mean, that's the image you put out there. So these kids today, they don't understand that it's just an image. It's not real. And you know what I'm saying? These kids ain't got daddies and they like to tell them, like, hey.
They ain't got no damn common sense.
Because some of their daddies living their life. You know what I'm saying? So their kids think that that's the way to go. And it's really not.
I mean, because I don't understand the whole killing thing anyway. Like, at this point, we need to do a whole lot better. That's just too much. Like, any issues that you got, y'all should be able to work through that. It shouldn't be no whole bunch of people just running up on folk and killing them. That's just a little bit insane at this point.
Yeah, so, I mean, as a people, we got to stop listening to the shit because it's only a market for it because it's a market for it. If it wasn't a market for that street shit, it wouldn't be no shit out there. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all stop listening to the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the garbage ass rap and start requesting other shit. And maybe they'll play other shit, but as long as there's a market for that street shit, they're going to keep pumping that shit out. So, if we stop listening to it, boycott the shit. Make the artist rap about something else. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these rappers only own because of their rep. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why you listen to him. Oh, he shot a nigga. So what? That don't mean he can rap because he shot a nigga? So now he can rap because he shot somebody?
No. I mean, I guess they say it's so real since y'all like the truth, so.
But your skills, but you can't rap. It's a nigga that ain't shot nobody that can rap better than you.
The beat plus the fact that you credible.
Like DaBaby, for instance. I just. And he shot somebody. So? He can't rap well.
I mean, he sound a little slow, but.
I mean.
A lot of them sound a little slow to me, but.
So, like I said, stop with the street shit. I don't want to. I know I used to listen to it. I enjoy some of it, but.
I mean, but you got to have more of a variety, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you listen to just gangsta rap or whatever y'all might be calling it nowadays, then that's all you going to know. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you programming yourself for those types of things because it's like if you listen, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to a variety of different music, like some days you might want to listen to somebody, whatever, yeah, hard rap yeah. or whatever, because you might be in that mood, you feeling like I need this, you know what I'm saying, yeah. to get through my moment. But if that's all you listen to, that's all you going to focus on and that's yeah. what you going to think is your reality. And like they say, if you practice something all the time, that's the thing that you become the best at. So if you listen to that foolishness and you hear people talking about killing folk and selling dope, then that's what you going to feel like is what you going to practice.
Yeah, man. So stop the market for it and maybe they'll stop playing it. I mean, they playing the shit on the radio. It's just ridiculous. So that's my keeping 100. Winner or loser time, Queen Germ, do you have any winners?
I have one winner this week. And my winner this week is going to be the senator from Massachusetts. She's a Democrat. Her name is Elizabeth Warren.
Winner.
And she decided that
was she running for president?
I think so.
Yeah.
In her proposal, though, she wants to eliminate $50,000 worth of student loan debt. Now, some of the other people have suggested $10,000, but I think I like the $50,000 better because she's coming a little closer to my ballpark. So she definitely would be a winner if she can get this done.
Somebody said they want to eliminate all of it.
Hey, I'm fine with that too. But we can
Trump
start.
Trump said he was going to eliminate all of it. He got reelected.
He said anything. He said a lot of things. So now he's off the hook for it. Somebody who else is on the hook for it?
Sleepy Joe said he ain't
Sleepy Joe is down.
He said he ain't eliminating.
He down with $10,000. But
that ain't shit.
That I'm saying, that ain't shit.
A lot
me.
Of people are hating, though, the ones that said they paid
they
off
already
their
done paid it off.
They're like, that's not fair.
That's not fair. We got to start somewhere.
Oh, I'm upset. I paid off all my student debt.
Not my problem. Not my problem, sir. It helps our household. So if you should be happy that I don't have to pay these people $600 a month if these people to knock off some of my money. So, you know, it would be a good thing.
Oof.
Because that's what they would like, rather. But you know me. I'm always find my loopholes. So
I got you.
I make it do what it do.
Well, my winner is whoever gets hired to be G Herbo's blunt roller.
Winner.
G Herbo said he's prepared to pay somebody, I think it was $100 a day. So do the math, whatever $100 a day is, 365 days a year to roll his blunts for him. It's not a bad job.
Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But, not if all you're doing is rolling blunts every
But
day.
It's a dangerous job. Because G Herbo is one of those niggas that's from Chicago that, you know.
Gonna get killed soon.
I ain't gonna say that. But oh, he sorry. Be, you know.
That's not a good job to have because you're not going to be employed long. Yeah. And you fuck around and catch a bullet for his ass while you over there.
I think it's like $36,000 a year, right? Because 365 days, yeah. So it's like
35,600.
Yeah, 36,000. Yeah, that ain't bad. I mean, just to roll blunts all day.
Yeah, because it's 365 days. Yeah, I had it inverted, but, you know, flipped. But yeah.
So yeah, that's my winner right there.
I guess.
G Herbo and whoever he hires, man. That is employee in the community, man. Giving somebody a job, using their skills, man. But what's the interview process? You just set them up, like, yo, roll up.
Yeah, let me see if I like that.
Yeah. And then, like, see, I couldn't get that job because, A, he probably likes smoking backwoods. I cannot roll the backwoods to save my life.
Well, what's the problem with them?
I can't roll them motherfuckers.
They tough?
Nah, they so flimsy, and then it's like, it ain't straight, and it's just, I can't roll the backwoods. Then I really don't like backwoods, because they too harsh, you know what I'm saying? But that's all the rave now, backwoods, 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 and I'm just like, who the fuck like backwoods?
Maybe they don't smoke as often as you are.
They smoke, backwoods, you got to put a whole bunch in them, they got to be about that big, like my finger and shit, so you got to put about, them young niggas be putting like 3-5 in the blunt, and I be like, what the fuck y'all doing all that for? 3-5? Why are you rolling such a big ass blunt? You getting 2 blunts out of a quarter? Like, damn.
Hey,
I be seeing them. I be looking at them like, damn, nigga. Woo, man. Got any losers, Queen Germ?
Yes, my loser this week is none other than Chris Krebs.
Loser.
Who? Chris Krebs.
Oh, okay.
he just recently one of Donald Trump's people who got fired by Donald Trump, which. It's, you know, of course, his way is always tweeting things to the world. So he tweeted that he was going to fire him. He was the director of Homeland Security, and he rejected Donald Trump's claims that there was voter fraud. So he was like, okay, Krebs, you got to go. So he's currently unemployed.
I saw Trump hire somebody the other week for his press secretary or chief of staff. I said, nigga, what you hire? I was like, nigga, exactly. Where you get this nigga from, the temp agency?
Apparently, because like, he only had a job for 2 months.
Yeah, like, nigga, you're not going to have a job in a couple months.
Maybe he's just doing it so maybe he can get some publicity get another job.
I was the chief of staff from 2020 to 2021.
2020 to 2020. Like, sir, I don't think we need your job come January 1. We don't need that. So. But yeah, so Mr. Chris Krebs, you should have never been fooling with him, but you have been relieved of your services, so good luck.
Hey, well, my loser is the Boy Scouts of America.
Loser.
What they done did to y'all?
Okay, so the Boy Scouts of America, they have recently about 90,000 sex abuse claims filed in the Boy Scouts bankruptcy. You know, the Boy Scouts went bankrupt.
Yeah, I know.
Girl Scouts still afloat. Boy Scouts, what the fuck, they don't sell shit.
They sell popcorn.
Nobody believe it.
I bought that popcorn several times.
I ain't never
times.
Seen no goddamn Boy Scout popcorn. Where they be selling this shit at?
Online. They send you.
Oh, like, why they don't be on the corner selling that shit? I guess it's got to look weird with a grown man and a boy. Listen, y'all grown men in a Boy Scout uniform, stop that fucking shit. Y'all niggas look weird as fuck. Like, I can't stand to see grown men dressed up like Boy Scouts. I be like, nigga, y'all got to get a better suit for the goddamn troop leader and shit.
He looking like the churn.
Yeah, that's the bad part. I don't get that. That shit look weird as fuck. But anyway, the story say close to 90,000 sexual abuse claims have been filed against the Boy Scouts of America as the Monday deadline arrived for submitting claims in the organization's bankruptcy case. The number far exceeds the initial projections of lawyers across the United States who have been signing up clients since the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy protection in February in face of hundreds of lawsuits alleging decades-old sex abuse by Scout leaders. They said that we are devastated by the number of lives impacted by past abuse and scouting and moved by the bravery of those who have come forward. The Boy Scouts said in a statement, we are heartbroken that we cannot undo their pain. Let me tell y'all something. King Jerm went to one Boy Scout meeting. I said, yo, this shit fucked up, man. I ain't never coming back. I was like a tiger cub or some shit like that. Yeah, I ain't never seen that shit. Queen Germ just showed me a picture of the Boy Scout popcorn. Never seen that shit. Never in my life have I seen the Boy Scout popcorn. Never. Them boys don't sell that shit. They need to hit the corner. Nobody knows they sell anything.
How they don't know?
Because nobody... Listen, we know the Girl Scout cookie rollout is a big event every year.
Every year.
Why the Boy Scout, they should come at another time of year and sell their fucking popcorn.
They do come at another time of year.
They don't be out selling it, is what I'm saying.
I know, but they be selling
it. They be selling something else. Apparently, with 90,000 claims, they would shut any business down that had 90,000 claims of sexual abuse.
Those people ain't going to be able to get but $5 a piece.
Nigga, because the Boy Scouts ain't got no fucking money. That's why I said, bro, the Boy Scouts, man, listen. You ain't getting no money from Boy Scouts of America. They ain't got shit.
Like I said, $5.
The nigga sell imaginary popcorn.
They might be
popcorn.
Able to send them some popcorn.
Yeah, that's all your ass gonna get some popcorn. You got your motherfucking corn pop. You know what I'm saying?
Good night.
Damn old ass scout lead in the damn shorts with the when they had a little the thing little around their around neck. Oh neck. My God.
Looking real sexual.
Looking, man, that shit looks very.
What is that, S&M?
Pedophilia. It's pedophilia is what it's called.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I can't put them people in that situation.
Those are my losers, man. Well, it's that time of the show, Queen Germ. Do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout-out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Poach, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga. You love it.
My shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Stax, MJ Money 9S, Pebby J from B More, Steph from B More, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, my nigga 12 Cal and the 12 Cal Podcast. Go check my brother out. Go check out Dr. Brasive and the Dr. Brasive Network. You got the Disrespectful Motherfucker Cam. Disrespectful Motherfucker MJ. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Cam. I didn't mean to do that. You got the good brother, Dr. Cam. And you got K-Law, the truck driver. Go check my boys over there at Dr. Brasive out. Shout out to all the podcasts that fuck with us. The Eclectic Discussion Podcast. Shout out to Glenn and Her Podcast. Shout out to Corey Dos Equis and the Power Lunch Hour Podcast. Shout out to the Relationships Podcast. Shout out to Two Smart Dummies. Shout out to Tactless Know It Alls. Any other podcast to fuck with us. Shout out to everybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Shout out to Sleazy, the Black Farmer. Shout out to Dr. Claw. Shout out to Chuck the Gambler. Shout out to the Amazing AP. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Did I miss anybody?
Queen of the Hood Boogers.
Oh, shout out to Queen of the Hood Boogers. Shout out to her. Who else? And anybody else to fuck with us the long way or short way or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all. And if I forgot your name, don't blame me. Blame Queen Germ.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Well, another episode in the books. 431 of them things down, man. Getting close to 500. Nothing's going to happen to 500. We're just going to keep on going. But the 500 show going to be a pretty lit show. Because that's going to be an epic, monumental. Like, that'll be your 200 straight shows. You know what I'm saying?
Already?
Yeah, because you came on at 301. Mm-hmm. That's when you came on. Everyday show. Mm-hmm. But you had did like, 10, 15 shows prior to that. Yeah, you some dry runs, see if you can handle the heat of being a celebrity. And, you seem like you're doing all right.
Obviously. Yeah. When I got bumped up to the first role.
Please. Yeah, you got first from the little side mic. You just come through on the show. Hi. And that was it. That's all I used to say. And then now look at you. You're right here on
the
mic.
Star.
Yeah, somewhat. But
clearly, if I was called Queen Germ and Queen and King Germ.
That was somebody trying to be funny.
I don't think so.
Somebody trying to be funny.
Loyal listeners.
Yeah. So go ahead and rate your show, Queen Germ.
I'm going to have to say my show tonight, I'll give it an 8.88.
Okay. Triple eights.
Yeah, that's my name.
I'm going to give it a... Let's go ahead and give it a 9 even. We'll give it a 9 even. A 9 even. Yeah. Well, before we go, I forgot to tell y'all, the Jeezy... it's Jeezy versus Gucci. They changed it from Jeezy T.I. It's Jeezy versus Gucci versus on Thursday. Who you got winning?
Jeezy versus
Gucci Mane. Yeah.
I must go with Jeezy.
I mean, I don't understand. Like, the Gucci fans are online really. I don't think Gucci got 20. Like, his master. Yeah. Like, some of his mixtape shit is hard, but it ain't mastered. It don't sound good, and it might just be one verse. Like, he ain't got a lot of. Like, I don't see it, but. You know, we'll see. Yeah, we're gonna see. So, it's supposed to be T.I. Jeezy. Who would you had in that one?
T.I.
You had T.I. in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. I mean,
I do have one of his articles of clothing in my room, so I will always be on the T.I. team.
Okay, so. Yeah. Well, like always, guys, don't forget to rate, subscribe to the Frocast. Don't forget to call the voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, biatch. All right? Well, it's time to go. I'm hungry. It's your boy, King Germ.
And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
You see how the order came out? It's your boy, King Germ. And it's your girl, Queen Germ.
I got something for you to eat.
And this is the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com